give us an update on Navarro Bowman, and is the timetable impacted because of the two ligament tears in his knee?
He's got an ACL tear, and we'll see what the MCL, how that heals in the next 2 to 3 weeks. But that's not known if that has to be fixed or not. What the fact of fixing the ACL is what we know.
So you'd have to wait 2 or 3 weeks before the ACL could be repaired?
Yeah, to see what the MCL does.
One more injury question. Frank Gore wasn't on the field for those final five snaps. Was that due to a hand, finger?
His right ring finger. He broke
that. And that's the reason why. Did he do that on that?
He broke the right ring finger.
At what point in the game did he do that, Jim?
I did not know about it until after the game.
But is that the reason why he wasn't in the game, isn't it?
Like I said, I did not know about that. No, I'm not saying no. That wasn't that I was aware of at the time. No.
But back on Bowman, would you expect him to be ready for the start of the regular season?
I have no way of knowing or speculating. There has not been informed.
You do not know. You're saying his MCL was not torn?
It's not known for sure if that has to be fixed or that will tack down on its own.
Just to clarify, he won't have any procedure for
a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks.
Your body doesn't have to have surgery?
His fracture will be casted. So it.
Joe Staley also, he was telling me yesterday he had a compound dislocation in his thumb in the first quarter.
Yes.
And he continued playing.
Yes.
Were you aware?
Yes. I was aware of that.
How well did he play, Jim?
He played well. I mean, the game itself was one of the best games I've ever witnessed as a coach or player because the players played their ass off. It was a credit to the players in the game, the way they played.
You were in the Super Bowl last year. You don't get there this year. Do you just logically have to say this team did not take a step forward this season?
It was a fabulous year of football. I thought, the way our superb year of football. Well, I guess you can't say superb, but it was the players played superbly. I thought they were prepared superbly by our coaching staff, and it was a great year of football with a capital G.
Jim, I have a question about the interception. Colin said after the game that his mind was made up pre-snap where to go with the ball. Is that the right call in that situation with that play, to go ahead and make that decision where you're going to throw the ball before the ball is even snapped?
Pre-snap decisions are made, based on the route call, the matchup, coverage. Yes, that does happen on certain pass plays.
And is that one of those plays?
Yes.
And so when you look at the film and review that was that the correct call for him to do?
Yes.
Jim Collins said point blank that he blamed himself for that loss. Is that a quarterback just taking the mantle, or is that appropriate? Should he have said that? Was he accurate?
No, that's not accurate. I thought Colin played his ass off. I thought, as I said, I thought all the players in the game did.
Do you understand why he said? Do you like that he's maybe he's had a little bit of leadership there? Or what do you characterize the way he said?
I think you characterized it pretty well. Taking the mantle.
Jim, a lot of the players that helped get you to 3 straight NFC championships are now pending free agents. You know, Dante, Jonathan Gannon, as well as Charles Brown. Will this be one of the more, I don't know how to say it, but just difficult or involved off seasons to figure out, which core players you keep and how you bring in and either replace them and build again?
Today it's Tuesday. You're back to work. You find other ways to compete, and is not as enjoyable as it was a week ago. You know, there's you're not still playing. You're not still competing on the field and, you know, getting ready for practice today and tomorrow. But you do find other ways to compete. And, you know, that's definitely one of the ways. You know, fight to keep our players, for our players to not be taken away from us. So that will be a competitive fight.
You always want your players back, and you're not exactly in control of everything, but are you resigned to the fact that you might lose some guys this year that you really don't want to lose?
I'm resigned to the I'm going to fight to keep our players, not let our players get taken away.
Jim, how would you like to see Colin approach this offseason? Last year he was very busy, very active, very visible. Do you mind what he does in terms of off-the-field issues? Or not issues, just what he does off the field.
I thought he was A plus. You know, in the way he trained, prepared. You know, as coaches, as players. You know, you could see it. It was hourly. It was daily that we were with him in the off season, and he was preparing to preparing for the season. And I was talking to him. That's the plan again this year.
So he was the first guy in today. Did he
see the car right in the parking lot?
Yeah. Did he meet with you? Did you talk with him? Go over things, game.
Yeah, we talked yesterday. You know, it's not a. There's and it wasn't one of those, you know, post-season meetings where everybody just calls a meeting just because that's always what's been done. You know, I didn't need to ask the players how they felt. I know how they felt. I know how I felt. I don't need to pat each other on the back, but, you know, just need to look into their eye and tell them, you know, just how thankful that I was as to be their coach and how much, you know, how enjoyable the season was and thank them for their efforts.
Jim, a couple of minutes ago, you hesitated on the word superb. It's a superb season.
I can't call it superb, but it was a great year of football.
Let me ask my question, okay?
Okay.
Why did you hesitate on superb?
Well, superb, you'd be Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. That would be, I would classify that as superb.
And a follow-up is, is there any such thing as a good loss?
I don't know that. I've heard people ask that question, and I have not experienced a good loss. So, if there is one, I'm not aware of it.
Jim, you don't ever use the phrase "window of opportunity," but it's been about, we use it about, you know, how many times can a team get to a certain level and not win it before the window closes? Do you presume that your window to win a championship is still wide open? Do you have many more years, one more year? Where do you think you are in that level?
Well, back today competing for that very thing. So, no, I don't understand windows. It's confusing in terms of football. So, back today competing.
Along those lines, how much do the Seahawks figure into your off season and figuring out ways to beat the team that won the division this year?
The same as you know, I think you know you competed to. At making your own team better, find ways to continue to improve, and then your opponent has a say, you know. So you're competing against them as well.
So do you intend to bring all of your systems back, most of them back? What's the plan there?
As you know, there's some assistants that are moving on to other jobs in their career path, and. You know, that's something else we'll be competing at to make sure that we, you know, continue to have a great staff.
Other than those, would you imagine keeping everyone else?
We'll see. I mean, there's you don't know for sure. So,
Jim, can you say if the Browns have contacted you about anyone on your staff?
No, I've had talks. I've had conversations with the Browns.
Yeah.
Regarding our coaches, yes.
That's a possibility, or is that open?
Yeah, I mean, there's possibilities.
Is it just there was a report about Tom Sula. Is he the one, or are there others that the Browns have asked about.
Again, I mean, we start talking about other people's jobs. That's their situation. You asked me if I've been have talked to anybody about our coaches. Yes. Going into any further detail is, I don't think it helps our situation, their situation. No. Don't wanna. Their search is their search.
Has anyone from the league or the officials contacted you about the running into the kicker penalty? And would Lee have been able to punt after that player? Was he injured?
I mean, he came off to he limped off, but I think he would have been able to punt after that.
Has anyone contacted you about that play?
No. Nobody's contacted me about that play.
Why not re-punt that, Jim? Because it was a 38 net, moved it up 5 yards. Why not go ahead and punt it?
Because he was limping off the field.
Your decision.
Yes.
Okay. After the game, you said you compared to a 15-round fight and saying one or two plays is really what decided. You've had a chance to now look back on more of it. Do you still hold that view, or is there some other area that you think maybe you could have improved as a team on that would have won that game? What are your thoughts?
No different. And as I said earlier, I thought the players that played in the game are a real credit to football the way they played.
At the end of the game, when you guys were on offense, 18-yard line, 30 seconds left, 2 timeouts, were you comfortable? I know you don't like that word, comfortable, but did you like the rhythm you guys were in? Did you think you were pressed up against the clock at all? Should you have handled that differently, or did you handle it correctly?
We all felt that we were in position to score the touchdown there. We had thought we were in good position.
Is there something about Colin? I know the judgment of this that he's played very well, but 3 turnovers in the fourth quarter. Yeah, he was harsh about himself. Is there something there that needs to be tuned up in his game? Is there something that you can say, okay, there was a reason why these things happened and we fixed them going into next season?
I thought he played fabulous. I really did. There was, there's things that that happened both sides of the ball, special teams. I mean, you could point to a lot of errors. I really feel like the players just really acquitted themselves as well as they could on both sides of the ball, both teams.
Couple more. Your next game, home game, is going to be across the street over here. In this offseason, you've got to set up a locker room over there and all that stuff. Are you going to take a role in some of that, or be part about any of that? Are you going to have some involvement in setting up that whole thing over there?
There's going to be some strategy there, and I'll get into it now. That the season's over.
Practice out of that locker room, or how do you know?
Make good decisions. We'll make good decisions, like as an organization, as if we's together, as we've always strived to do.
I'll ask the question: do you expect to have a contract extension discussion with the Jet anytime soon? Do you expect to have an extension by the beginning of the season?
Well, until something further changes, which would have to be a principle in my mind that would completely change the way I think. I don't ever talk about contracts publicly. So if that principle changes, I will let you know. But
do you expect to be the 49ers coach for many years into the future?
When that principle changes, Tim, I will. Yeah, well, I'm sure you'll keep asking me, so I can, and I'll keep. I don't have a problem with that, and I guess a professional note, a personal note, something that has stood out in my mind is just how good it's been to work with all of you, weekly, monthly, during an entire season, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way. I'm not professionally. I want to compliment you on just the way you've all handled the news and your accuracy, which you've and your professionalism, which you've reported it. And I know you don't take sides or or choose upsides. I know you are very eager to be neutral, but I felt that you've done it in a very professional way. There wasn't a time where you tried to divide the team. There was no malice in the way our media handled the season, and I appreciate that. I mean, I thought it was fair. I thought it was tough at times, but fair, but not divisive. And I don't know if you take that as a compliment or not, but I felt like you were on the 49ers side as much as you could be in your positions, and I appreciate that.
Well, you know what?
Does that make any sense at all, Lowell?
Except for being on the 49ers side, we cover, we don't root.
But I understand that's your position and that's your.
But I want to say something else.
But I felt that the way you covered was very professional and with no malice to try to divide the team.
Thank you. I'm sure we all appreciate that. And I would add, you've improved. When you first started with us, you weren't as confident or as forthcoming. And I think one of the reasons we've done better is because you've done better.
Well, thank you. I strive to improve. Jim, improvement leads to success. Success will lead to championships.
We got professional. I did want to ask you about Richard Sherman's actions towards on the field with Crabtree. I guess took the call too with a choking gesture with comments after the game. You know, Richard, were you disappointed in that? Were you upset by anything that he did?
I don't know the things you're referring to. I've heard some talk about it, but I don't know those specific gestures that you're referring to, because I didn't see them, or I did not see the interviews. No, I did not sit down and watch the interviews from the game, and whatever did take place, you know, let those be judged how they're judged.
Did you make a point of avoiding that, of looking at that interview?
No, I didn't avoid it. I was just, I've been doing, been other, seeing to other areas.
Given what Michael Crabtree showed you in the way he could come back, do you believe Navarro Bowman can do something similar?
Yeah, I absolutely do. Yeah, I really do. I mean, he's got healing ahead. He's got grueling rehab ahead. That is not the way that you would have foreseen his off season to be after coming off of what, you know, many have talked about, and deservedly so, of a, you know, defensive player of the year type of a performance. You know, great year by Navarro, but you know, facts are stubborn things. That's what lies ahead of him. Now, knowing what's inside of Navarro Bowman, I have great faith in human agency of Navarro Bowman to continue to be great.
Jim, can you share some of your message to the players heading into off season yesterday in the 19th?
No, not so much. I mean, not so much. Am I regressing? Am I regressing? Yeah.
What's the plan going forward with Marcus Lattimore? Will he be full go when OTAs begin?
I believe so, yes. I think this has been a outstanding year for Marcus, and you know, tough at times, but I think great things will happen for him.
Do you go into next year presuming that Lattimore, Carradine, two guys, how you are going to be producing for you next year, or have to?
A great hope for that, yes. I think things have been, you know, there's a path there, and nobody owes anybody a career in professional football. I mean, your career is literally your business, but I have great faith that those men have what it takes.
How about Culver and also Ian Williams, and what strides they've made maybe to?
Well, yeah, Chris was out sprinting yesterday, and Ian Williams is, you know, back walking around and well on his way to healing and rehabbing. Same thing, grueling rehab.
I did notice at the end of the game, you and Pete Carroll did exchange some words at the handshake. I'll ask, can you share what that was about?
Oh, yeah. He had congratulated him and his team moving on and wished them good luck. And, he had some very nice things to say as well. So I think everybody saw the same thing in terms of the way the game was played. Great credit to the players that played in the game and to the coaches that coached in the game. It was a great football game.
He said that even before the game and maybe a little bit after that, you and the coordinators make him and Seahawks better. Mm-hmm. Would you say the same thing works the way you look at them?
Yes, I would. They're a outstanding, worthy opponent, and they do. That's one thing about a rivalry that is a wonderful thing in football. At any level, it makes both teams aspire to be better, to be great, and they had a phenomenal year. So far they've done it better than anybody else has, and the team that plays the best, the team that plays the hardest is the one I root for. And that'll play out next week from Sunday.
Has the league contacted you or the 49ers about what happened on the sideline with the pitcher and Elaine?
Yeah. I think there has been some contact there. Trent's talked to them about that. I do have a perspective on that because I did see it. I was standing closer to the sideline than the person that got run into, and saw Jeremy, deep into our box. And I turned around, and what I saw was our guy do the exact same. Turned around, and I was practically in his shoes because we both kind of turned around and saw the same thing, and he did run into our guy and then went kind of stumbled down to the ground, but our guy was in a spot back where he was supposed to be, and I saw it with my own two eyes. I saw the same kind of reaction. He made the same reaction that I did, so it was bang bang. But I can be called for a witness on that because I saw it.
In that instance, is it? When the player is behind you, is it hard to figure out whether to move?
Yeah, you don't know which way to go. Other than just kind of hold your ground and protect yourself was his reaction. Would have been mine as well. I think I would be welcome to be called and say the same thing on the record.
What's your schedule like the next couple weeks? Are you going to the Senior Bowl? Are you going to watch the Super Bowl here at home, or are you going to go to New York for any reason during that week?
No, I don't plan on doing the work from here.
Jim, who was that on the sideline? I didn't immediately recognize him.
I'll let I know that. I don't think that's come out. I'm not going to be the one to say that right now. No, it was not a player. Nope.
After,
couple more?
After ending the season with three losses that were – last three seasons with losses that are as close as could be, does it get easier each time or harder? What's your mindset going into the offseason?
Competitive. Find new things to be competitive in your work. And today's no exception.